Hey there, it's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. We've shared this week about the work Resilient Biotics is doing to use microbes instead of antibiotics to treat bovine respiratory disease. Companies like Resilient use naturally occurring microbes, but the future might be in genetically engineering them for maximum efficacy. Here's Resilient CEO Chris Belknap.
I think what is the bigger question is where that product fits in for consumers and producers, and if there's potential risk in how the meat is perceived in the supermarket. And that's probably the bigger question, similar to genetically modified organisms that are the animals that we eat. So genetically modified fish, genetically modified pigs, you know, something like that, which, you know, the technology exists, but, you know, we've sort of collectively decided as a society that, you know, maybe we're not ready for that exactly right now. Although I think the industry and society is warming up to it.
Belknap points to the drug pathways that have been engineered with strains in human health as an example of where things might be headed.
And doing something like that, I think it's certainly the future of the microbiome field. It's more about perception and also establishing the regulatory framework for those types of things.
For now, though, the focus is on mining the microbiome for naturally occurring microbes. You've been listening to the Farm of the Future Report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hammerich.